Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with the Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 35, Mizmor Yudches, part 3. I'd like to be focusing on this Shir, Pasuk Dalid and Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Dalid, Mehulol Ekro Hashem, Men Oivai Ivasheya. Mehulol, with praises, I will call out to you, Hashem. When oivai ivashen, for my enemies I will be saved. And then we'll take a look at Pasuk Zayin. Batsarli ekra Hashem, vel Elokai ashaveya. David HaMelech says, Batsarli, when I'm in a situation of tsarus, of pain, of difficulty, tsar gedoylo, I will call out to you Hashem with tefillah. These two psukim I want to focus on tonight. We'll see some messages on how a person should have the proper attitude when it comes to davening. And the proper attitude where Rachman L'Tzlon Le'Aleinu, if we have a tsar li, a difficult situation that's coming to me. But before we get to Pasuk Dalid, I want to actually go back to Pasuk Gimel and focus on one word of Pasuk Gimel. And that is Mogen. At the end of Pasuk Gimel, Magini v'keren yishi mizgabi. Magini, Mogen, a shield. We all know the very famous Star of David. The Magen David. So I saw pshat, I felt I couldn't pass on not sharing this with you. The Sefer Mikdash Ma'ati brings from another Sefer Eretz Achayim, and he explains that most of the people, when they made a shield, it was like an upside down triangle with 3 points. David HaMelech's shield, as we know, had six corners, and that's the Magen David. And he explains that this Magen David is representing Vov Ksavos, six dimensions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. What shields a person? Is it the physical war? Is it the physical shield? Yes, of course, you have to put up the physical ishtadlus to do your effort. But it's a six Ksavos, the six different dimensions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in the world. That's the Magen David. That's what the Magen David represents. When the person sees the Magen David, there's a beautiful thought to think about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting me. That's the Magen David. That's what David Melech is teaching all of his soldiers. We now continue with Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet. David Melech tells us, Mehulol Ekra Hashem, with praise, even if I'm in a situation of difficulty, Mehulol Ekra Hashem, Umin Oivai Ishav Ivasheya, and from my enemies Hashem will save me. What is the attitude a person has to go into tefillah with? That Hashem will take me out of my tzaras, maybe Hashem will not take me out of my tzaras, maybe I have not zoiche, maybe I don't have enough merits. David HaMelech is telling us the attitude to approach tefillah, Mehulol Ekra Hashem. Why is David HaMelech praising Hashem? Why is he besimcha? Because he knows that if he enters into the situation of davening to Hashem with happiness, praising Hashem, umin oivai, from my enemies, ivasheya, I will be saved. And this is how Rav Gamliel Rabinovich learns this pasuk. That a person has to enter into tefillah with the bitachon that Hashem will answer your tefillahs. Now I want to stop there for a second, because what happens if a person enters in that way? And then afterwards, the shidduch doesn't work, some other situation doesn't come out, the business job, you don't get it, whatever the case might be. Yes, it's difficult, as we'll discuss soon with Eliezer Eved Avram. Yes, it's painful. For whatever reason, my ways, my thoughts are not the way you think. says Hashem. That's a different story. We don't understand Hashem's ways. The attitude we have to have when we approach tefillah is to be confident in Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillahs. Tefillosoi, the tefillah of David, is mitoich bitochen gomer. That's how we have to enter every single tefillah with 100% bitochen gomer, that Hashem Yisbarach will answer our tefillahs. And that's the words we have over here. Mehulol Ekra Hashem. Why am I praising Hashem if there's a situation that might be difficult? Because I'm in Oivai Yivashaya, because I know Hashem, because I trust in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in Oivai Yivashaya, you will save me. That's how we enter a tefillah. Now if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we did the right thing, says, I know what's best, I am the loving Father, and in this situation, I have to say no. Okay? So we accept, as painful as it might be. And we turn to Pasuk Zayin. Batzarli, when I'm in a situation of tremendous tzara, tremendous difficulty, batzarli, what do? Ekra Hashem. I call to Hashem. I call to you, Hashem, in tefillah. Ve'elokai Asheveya. And my God, Elokai, I will daven to you for the Yeshua. What's going to happen once again when I put my bitoch in you, Hashem? Yishma meheicholoi koili. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear my voice. From where? From his heichol, heichol kodshoi. From his holy place of where Hashem dwells. V'shavasi lefonav my tefillah. Shava is a lashon of tefillah, expression of tefillah. V'shavasi lefonav tovei ba'oznav. My tefillah will be in front of, lefonav, before Hashem. Tovei ba'oznav, and will go into kiviyochel, into Hashem's ears. Hashem will hear my tefillah. I want to first share with you from the Sefer Tilos Hashem. Many times, it's a natural approach that a person will feel that he has a tzara, and the tzara is coming from a situation of din from Hashem. But when the Yeshua comes, that comes from a place of rachamim. Explains the Tilas Hashem, but that's a mistake. V'heim toyim b'shneihim. Ki b'tzarli ekra Hashem. What is David Melch teaching us? B'tzarli, when things are difficult to me, ekra Hashem, I call to Hashem. Ani oimer shehashem mitzad rachmanusoy. Have you a lie, ki dali parmi meni, v'almidas hadin ashaveya. David HaMelech is saying, look at the Lashon of Hashem. Hashem is Midas Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the tzar, the difficulty. To bring the person is the kapara that he needs. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can calculate that cheshbon. That's coming from a tzar of Rachmanus. That's a soft approach. That's not coming from a place of din. To understand this a little better, let's turn to this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we just said parasha Chayisara, Avram Avinu, is looking for a shidduch for his son. Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's a Karban Oilo, he can't go out of Eretz Yisrael. So he sends Eliezer. Eliezer says, well, I don't understand. Why do I have to go anywhere? Eliezer has a perfect shidduch for Yitzchak. Who is the shidduch? His daughter. What better shidduch for Yitzchak than Eliezer? Eliezer's daughter. Eliezer was a tzaddik that he never died. He was went straight up to Shemayim. He could assume that his daughter had a wonderful midas, wonderful character traits, and the wonderful Baas Talmud Chacham. In life, many times, when people are faced with challenges and difficulties, whether small ones or large ones, we can think of our own situations, what's called small, what's called big. The Yetzer Hara creeps in the person's mind and says, if only things would be different, I'd be able to serve you Hashem better. If only things would be different, I'd be able to daven better. I'd be able to give more tzedakah. What? If only things would be different. Reb Chatzke Levenstein, Zecher Tzad Livracha, Mashkich of Aponovich, he says, we're making a mistake. We're forgetting who is the one who put us in that situation. The Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us that matzav, that situation, to serve Him exactly the way it is. Not if it would be different, then I could do something better. And we see this, says Reb Chatzke, we see this exactly by Eliezer Eved Avram. After he proposed the shidduch of his daughter to Yitzchak, Avram Avinu says to him, my dear servant, you're very loyal, but we can't make such a shidduch. We can't become mechutanim. It can't work. Why not? Because you're from Canaan, and Noach cursed Canaan, and I'm Baruch, I'm from Shem, I'm Baruch. And an Arur cannot, a Baruch Nam is David bin Arur. That who comes from Baruch, blessed from Shem, cannot be connected to that one comes from Canaan. So he was turned down. He was turned down. His daughter was turned down by Avram Avinu. Not going to work. The Shidduch's not going to happen. So how do you deal with it? I want to ask you a question. How many times in the whole parsha of Chayisara, which is the whole lengthy discussion that's repeated over and over, how many times do we find Eliezer's name in this parsha? And the answer to that question is zero. We don't find Eliezer's name mentioned, the name Eliezer, in that whole entire conversation. And the reason is because he accepted the avdus, the position of being an eved to Avram, without any questions. And he accepted it. And he went down, he went to Haran, and he davened to Hashem to have a sign to find the right shidduch. And Hashem answered his tefillos, and we find from Eliezer, tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. In fact, Reb Revda Zatzal says over that Eliezer Eved Avram, this koyach atfila, came back generations later. His neshama came back in Kolev ben Yefune. The Gemara in Saita says, is his father's name really Yefune? I thought his father's name is Chetzron. The Gemara in Saita, if you'd base him, I'd base on the bottom. Says the Gemara, he was pono, he turned away, mi'atzas rishoyim, from the advice of the Meraglim. What did Kolev do? He went to Chevron, he went to Maros HaMachpelah, and he davened by the Kivrei Ovois, like many of us do, by the Kvorim of the Ovois and the Mois, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Siyat El Shmaya. This is the neshama of Eliezer Eved Avram. And generations later again, as we find in the Haftarah, of this week's Haftarah as well, when one of David's sons, Adoniya, he tries to usurp the throne and take the Malchus away from Shlomo HaMelech. And later on, as we learned from Malachim Aleph, from Perek Aleph, we find that Adoniya, Ben Yo Ben Yoyada, he says, wait, before we leave, we have to say a tefillah. because this once again is the same neshama kedosha of Eliezer Eved Avram. Tfila, tfila, and tfila. Eliezer davened, Kalev davened, and here also he davened as well. Before we do anything, the lesson is to always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Magin David, the 6 points, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, all dimensions. And I put my bitachin, I put my 100% bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mehulo Ekra Hashem, with praise I call out to you Hashem. Umin Oivai Iva Shea, and for my enemies, I trust in you that you will save me. And the Pasuk Zayin, Batzar Li Yekra Hashem, when things are difficult, it's from a side of Rachmanus. It's coming to mechape the person, to atone, to cleanse the person. Batzar Li Yekra Hashem. And many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that tsar. Tsar means a narrow place. We find by Yoina Hanavi, when he was running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and first he was swallowed by one massive fish, and then Hashem commanded that fish to spit him out, and then he was swallowed by another fish, a female fish. And now the female fish over here was pregnant, and Yoina Hanavi was squished, and he was very uncomfortable. And because he was very uncomfortable, he was in a state of tsar. That's what caused him to daven to Hashem to save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times will bring the tsar, the situation of pressing us, so he can hear our voice. As the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Daled asked the question, why is it that our imoyos were barren? Why were they akoros? Says the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avil tfilosan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tfil of tzadikim. So he creates a situation of tsar. It's difficult. It's narrow. What comes next? In Pasuk Zayin, Ekru Hashem ve'lokai Hasheveya. I call out to you, Hashem. Hashem midas rachamim ve'lokai Hasheveya. To my God, Elokai, my God, Hasheveya. I will call out because the Yeshua Yishma meichol koili. Hashem will hear my voice from His heichol. And my tefillas will go all the way up to kivyochol, the ears of Hashem. Hashem will answer my tefillas. And sometimes the answer is no. As Eliezer was told, no. Your daughter cannot marry Yitzchak. And I want to tell you something else. The truth is, the Ramban tells us, from the Zohar Kodesh, the Ramban says, that Eliezer was Yotze Mechlal Oror. Eliezer came out of being a state of Oror. Lavan said, it came out of the mouth of Lavan. For another time, we'll have to find out why. Lavan said, Baruch Atah, you are Baruch. So now that he's Baruch, okay, he's not a Koro, he's not a Canaanic anymore. He's not an Oror. So maybe his daughter now can marry Yitzchak? No. He has his job to do, to find a wife. He was told to go by Avram. And he went to find a wife for Yitzchak. We learn this powerful lesson from Eliezer, Eved Avram, and for us to be the Eved of Hashem, that even when things don't turn out our way, in whatever acid of our life, we have to pick ourselves up and tell ourselves, Hashem knows what's best for me. And still be Oivir Hashem, b'simcha. But sadly, David HaMelech is saying, when things are difficult, Ekra Hashem. And in the previous pasuk, as we said as well, Mehulol Ekra, in a state of praising, like Hallel. And here is a shira that David HaMelech is writing, when he is running away from the Malachim, or he's turning back and looking at his past life, the earlier years, when they were chasing after him. And he praises Hashem for saving him from all the tzoros. We should all be zeichet to see our tefillas answered. Whatever we're davening for, Hashem should be zoicha. We should be zoicha to see how their tefillos are answered. It shouldn't be a situation of tzarli. I want to just conclude with a personal ma'isa. Many times people think that there's a Rebbe, a Magid Shir. So he gives the Shir. Life's great, he has no tzaras. Baruch Hashem, life is great for me and I have no tzaras. But I will tell you, I recently had an Nisayan. I had an Nisayan. Something happened which I cannot say. And I had an Nisayan. And it propelled me, it pushed me to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. It pushed me to turn to Hashem and daven to Hashem. I had a tzarli. And that tzarli, that difficult situation that I had, pushed me, Ekra Hashem, I will call out to you, Hashem. And after I davened that tefillah, I felt so much more comfortable. And I want to tell you something else. 2 days later, I get a phone call out of the blue that specifically what I was davening for turned around, and Mitzvah Shem, and still in the early stages, but it should come to fruition, tremendous Kavod HaTorah and Arbatzis Torah from that situation. And sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we don't see it right away. And I want to tell you something else. I've been davening this for over 10 years. Over 10 years. So it's a vague situation. I can't elaborate the details. But I do want to tell you. We're all in the same boat. We all have our peklach, all of our packages. And that's why David HaMelech is teaching us to have confidence when you approach Hashem, that Hashem will answer your tefillos. If it's a no, we see from Eliezer, we accept it and we still go forward to serve Hashem properly. But to always turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ekra Hashem, wish everyone the best.